Hare Krishna. The question is that for people to experience the Paravidya, they have to have some faith by which they will practice it. And so how do we give them that preliminary faith by which they can practice? Yes, definitely. We are not talking about the expecting people to just practice without any knowledge. Krishna also, in the same verse which I quoted, 9.2, he talks about Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitramidamuttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmam Sukham Sukham Kartumavi. Rajavidya. There is spiritual knowledge. So, he is the king of knowledge, he says. So, now we have our philosophy. And if we present the philosophy systematically, actually it is very intellectually satisfying. The Bhagavad Gita's wisdom offers meaningful, coherent answers to life's fundamental questions about our identity and destiny, about the nature of the world, about the nature of God. So we can present the philosophy. So philosophically, we can talk about the existence of God. We can talk about the existence of soul. We can talk about the logicality of the principle of karma. We can talk about the systematic nature of the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita. So we can present the philosophical side of the Paravidya in a systematic way. So there is the, that means in the Paravidya there is the philosophical side and then there is the experiential side. So the philosophical side has to be presented before people will take up the experiential side. So now spirituality can be compared to a higher dimensional science. In science, there are two aspects. There is theory and there is experiment. So similarly, in spirituality, there are two limbs. There is philosophy and then there is there are religious practices which give experience. So there is philosophy and there is experience coming from practices. So the philosophy aspect of spirituality is like the theory aspect of science. So when we present the philosophy, that gives people the intellectual impetus to try out the experiment, to practice bhakti and then check whether they get the experience or not. So certainly we do want to give them philosophy, but while giving the philosophy, we can focus on the universal principles. For example, the existence of God, existence of soul, as I said, logicality of the principle of karma and things like that. And even in this, is there a need to present the aparavidya? It's not really necessary. See, there are two different points over here which are to be conveyed. Does the spiritual wisdom from the scriptures have something useful for us in today's times? That is the question which people ask. People are interested, you know, what's in it for me? What value can this add to my life? Now, if we talk about Paravidya, aparavidya from scripture, we can say that, oh, that the earth is bhugol, that was known in scripture long ago, that the earth is saptadweep, there are seven continents, that was known long ago. And things like that, yes, these can help people to develop faith. But these are not the central message of scripture. So, if it is helpful for people to develop faith, then these things can be talked about. But we don't have to make this as the center of our message. The philosophy itself, if we present in a systematic way, if we study philosophy properly, and Prabhupada has given his books and his followers give talks, they have written books, and we present the philosophy in a systematic way, in a rational, intelligible way, then that is enough to give intellectual impetus for people to try out the experience. So, the spirituality is a complete package with philosophy acting like the theoretical aspect of science and devotional practices acting like the experiment aspect of science. Thank you. Hare Krishna.